I've always maintained that foods like gazpacho, salmorejo or porra, as it's known locally, that contain a high olive oil content, garlic and fresh tomatoes, are foods that have been invented by the gods. It's not just that they seem to satisfy our hunger. One can almost feel the ingredients reconstructing the body's tissues as it's ingested. And the taste, well, there's really nothing quite like it. There are, of course, other dishes from other countries in this category. Mexican chili beans and rice, Indian dal, are two that spring to mind. But the special ingredient has to be Mediterranean olive oil. Well, today I read a report from the American Medical Association that claims in a study of over 10,000 people, the infamous Mediterranean diet can not only help prevent heart disease and cancer, but can now reduce depression by 30%. So what is a Mediterranean diet? Well, it's a diet with a high intake of monounsaturated fatty acids, like olive oil. It's a diet that has only a moderate intake of alcohol and dairy products. A low intake of meat and a high intake of legumes, fruit and nuts, cereals, vegetables and fish. My question is, though, who is it who's actually eating this Mediterranean diet? Well, I don't think it's Mediterranean Spain. Most youngsters here eat crap, snacking throughout the day on kiosk sweets and sweetened canned drinks. When they do eat cooked food, it's most likely a hamburger. And studies have shown, not that they were really that necessary, that by adopting a fast food diet tends to indicate the ditching of a more traditional diet. Even their parents participate by buying more meat and dairy, and where possible substituting olive oil for margarine or butter. Stroll around any Spanish supermarket and see where these products are placed to get a sense of what is being bought. So what's the answer for an increasingly obese Spain, home of the wondrous Mediterranean diet? Well, one increasingly popular response is compulsory gazpacho injections twice daily and substituting toothpaste for mashed lentils and fish heads. At least that was my dog's suggestion, and I think it's got something going for it.